At the age of 66, Václav Havel on February 2nd steps down as president of the Czech Republic. Mr. Havel has been president first of Czechoslovakia and then, since 1993, of the Czech Republic for 13 years.
Těmto stránkám naopak přeji, aby nalezli vnímavé čtenáře. Jsem velmi rád, že máte nyní možnost rychlého vyhledání autentických znění některých mých vyjádření.
This soft-spoken playwright and thinker is the best known of the 1989 anti-communist revolutionaries still in office. His departure marks the end of an era. Jan Svenar, a business professor at the University of Michigan and a former economic advisor to Mr. Havel, says his record as president is outstanding.
He set himself essentially two goals, three goals if you want. One, to eliminate communism. Two, to enter NATO. And three, to enter the European Union. And at the conclusion of his term, all three are pretty much either has happened, the first two have happened, and the third one is clinched.
Julian Negley, a correspondent for Radio Free Europe in Prague, has known Mr. Havel for over 20 years. Mr. Negley, as a VOA correspondent, reported on the 1989 revolutions. He compares Mr. Havel to Tomáš Masaryk, who in 1918 became the first president of the new Czechoslovak state.
Carried on the tradition of the country's founding president Tomáš Masaryk, but thou shalt not steal. He really did campaign for to remind Czechs of where they are and who they are, and they shouldn't steal, which is a major problem in this society. Always has been.
Mr. Havel is respected worldwide primarily as a campaigner for human rights, but at home he does not enjoy such a lofty status. Mr. Negley says that many Czechs regard Mr. Havel as often petty, and they resent his occasional intrusions into party politics.
Because he didn't know how to lobby effectively, unlike Masaryk. He never served in a collective body in Parliament or anything like that. He was never elected by the people. He didn't have the experience of backroom lobbying that your average MP has.
Jan Svenar has no doubt about how history will judge Václav Havel.
I think he's been the premier statesman in Central Eastern Europe during this period, and paradoxically, I think he's much more appreciated worldwide than he's at home.
During his days as a dissident in the 1970s, Mr. Havel built his reputation as a playwright. Friends say that in retirement, Mr. Havel could return to writing essays and plays. He's expected to spend much of his time outside of Prague, in Portugal, where he and his actress wife have purchased a seaside home. Barry Wood, VOA News.